Hey, Notebooker. Good to have you here. Back in December, Google quietly updated one of the most useful pages they've ever published. Almost nobody noticed. It's their Creating Helpful, Reliable, People-First Content Guide. The last refresh landed December 10th, 2025. Here's why I care about it more than most SEO content out there. It's the closest thing we have to a published checklist of what Google's ranking systems actually reward. Not a leak, not a theory. Google's own words. There are 32 self-assessment questions on that page. Things like whether your content gives original information, whether it's written by someone who clearly knows the topic, and whether you're refreshing dates to fake freshness. The problem? Almost everyone reads it once, nods along, and never opens it again. I got tired of grading pages against it by hand. It's slow, it's inconsistent, and two people on my team would score the same page differently. So I built a bot that does it for me. So here's what the grader actually does. I built it twice, once as a custom GPT and once as a Claude project. So you can use whichever one you live in. You paste in a page, the raw text, or a URL in the GPT version. And it scores that page against all 32 of Google's questions. Every question gets a pass, fail, partial, or NA with a one-line reason tied to the actual content. No vague work on your EEAT hand-waving. It points at the exact thing that's missing. Then it rolls everything up into a single letter grade, A through F, plus a subtotal for each section. Now here's how the four grading buckets break down. Google's 32 questions fall into four groups. The first is content and quality, covering 12 questions. Original info, depth, comprehensiveness, clean writing. The second is expertise, with four questions about clear sourcing, author credibility, and factual accuracy. The third is people first, five questions about whether a real human walks away satisfied. And the fourth is avoid search engine first, which covers 11 questions and is the trap section. That last bucket runs backwards from the other three. Every question in it is a warning sign. Are you pumping out content on tons of unrelated topics hoping something ranks? A yes, there is bad news. So the grader reverse scores that section. Absent equals pass. Think of it like a credit report. The first three sections are the good marks you want showing up. The fourth is the list of red flags you want to come back clean. There are also three ways to weight the score, and here's how that works. Not every page should be graded the same way, so it ships with three modes. The first is section weighted, which is the default. Content and quality gets 40%, expertise gets 30%, people first gets 20%, and avoid SEO first gets 10%. That reflects how much each bucket tends to move rankings. The second mode is YMYL adaptive. For health, finance, safety, or legal topics, it bumps expertise up to 40%. That's exactly where Google says it leans harder on EEAT, so the grader leans there too. It detects YMYL topics and suggests this mode on its own. The third mode is equal weighting. Every question gets one vote, no weighting. Old school. It's there if you want it. Why wait at all? Because a spelling typo and a missing author byline are not the same size of problem. Equal weighting pretends they are. Section weighting says fixing the trust signals matters more than fixing a comma. Now here's the part that actually saves you time. A scorecard is nice. A scorecard with a prioritized fix list is a deliverable. The grader closes every report with the top 3 to 5 highest impact fixes, ranked by how much each one would move your overall grade. So instead of staring at 32 line items wondering where to start, you see, fix these three things first and your C jumps to a B. And because it knows the rubric cold, you can follow up with rewrite this section to pass, and it'll redraft the weak parts for you. Here's why this matters for client work. When you tell a client, your content isn't helpful enough, that's your opinion, easy to argue with. When you hand them a scorecard built on Google's own published questions with a grade and a ranked fix list, it stops being your opinion. It's the rubric the house wrote. That turns a squishy conversation into a defensible one. worth more than the time it saves, honestly. One honest caveat before you run with this. A high grade is not a ranking guarantee, worth saying out loud. That page is written in human words. Helpful, trustworthy, satisfying. Google systems can't actually read those things. They measure proxies instead, like how original your text is, who links to you, how fast the page loads, and how people behave in the results. The 32 questions describe the target Google aims at, not the dials it actually turns. Google says as much itself. EEAT isn't a ranking factor, and the quality rater scores never feed the algorithm directly. The guide is the goal. The proxies are the measurement. There's always a gap between the two. So an A means your page gives off the signals Google ties to helpful content. It doesn't promise position one. Real expertise that leaves no trace, no links, no original data, no specifics, stays invisible to the machine no matter how good it is. Use it to find weak spots and win client arguments. Don't sell it as a ranking button. And here's how to grab it and get started. Paste in a page, pick a mode, or let it pick for you, and read the scorecard. Then ask it to fix the weak spots. If you run an agency, run your last five deliverables through it before you do anything else today. You'll find at least one C you thought was an A. That's it.